White House condemns suspected bombing attempts at Obama, Clinton homes and CNN. By Charlie Spiering on October 24, 2018. The White House condemned suspected bomb placements Wednesday at the homes of former President Barack Obama and former President Bill Clinton. "We condemn the attempted violent attacks recently made against President Obama, President Clinton, Secretary Clinton, and other public figures," White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement. The Secret Service confirmed Wednesday that suspicious packages addressed to former First Lady Hillary Clinton to her home in New York and the residence of former President Barack Obama in Washington, D.C. Both packages were intercepted prior to being delivered to their intended location, the Secret Service said in a statement. The protectees did not receive the packages nor were they at risk of receiving them. Vice President Mike Pence also condemned the attacks on Twitter. "These cowardly actions are despicable and have no place in this country," he wrote. President Donald Trump signaled his agreement with Pence's statement on Twitter. Law enforcement officials also responded to a suspicious package sent to CNN at the Times Warner building in New York City. The package was addressed to former CIA official John Brennan, although he is a contributor to NBC and MSNBC. The White House also condemned those actions. "Our condemnation of these despicable acts certainly includes threats made to CNN as well as current or former public servants," Sanders added on Twitter. "These cowardly acts are unacceptable and won't be tolerated." CNN reported that a suspicious package with a device addressed to the White House was intercepted on Wednesday at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. Update 11:05 a.m. A person familiar with the reported suspicious package addressed to the White House told Reuters that there was no such package. "Reports of a third intercepted package addressed to the WH are incorrect," the Secret Service noted on Twitter. CNN's Jake Tapper also deleted a tweet about CNN's report of a suspicious package sent to the White House.